What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Boy, it is really coming down outside, and hopefully we're going to be able to finish the show without an interruption to our internet or our power. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I'd like to say first that I agreed with a lot of comments made by Paul from New Jersey, but there's a couple things that I'd like to comment on. One is he says that he doesn't understand these white protesters becoming part of a black cause. And you have to understand, these guys are radical communists, Satanists. I mean, a couple of the guys that the great Rittenhouse killed were, I think, Jewish. And they're radicals, and they're going to hijack any kind of movement, whether it's black, whether it's Mexican farm workers, whatever brings about their cause of a new world order, a Jew world order, you know, the communist world order. They're going to join in. They don't give a damn about black people. If they gave a damn about black people, they wouldn't be out there stirring up crap and helping burn down black neighborhoods and getting black people shot. So I think he's mistaken in that belief. These people are trying to hijack any kind of cause. And that's what's so delightful about the great Kyle. I like to say now Sieg Kyle, because we have a new hero in America. And if you notice, the media, who normally would be having Facebook posts where he's made racist comments and all that, they're really staying away from this kid, aren't they? You know why? Because everybody in the country is loving him. I mean, he just put two people in the grave, two radical communists. I can't get enough of watching that one that got shot in the head. I mean, you know, these are people out there. These are just rotten individuals. And not only that, the class and the coolness under fire. I mean, I've been in a lot of scrapes in my life. And this kid, I mean, he technically, you know, a lot of people would have got up after shooting the guy with the skateboard and blowing the guy's arm off with the gun and just kept shooting at other people. But he maintained his cool. He walked down the street. I mean, after he shot the first guy, he tried to call the police. And then he walked down the street, and they tried to lynch him, and he shoots the guy. What an idiot. He brings a skateboard to try to attack a guy with an AR-15. He deserved to die. That's a Darwin Award winner, you know? But he's a Superman, yes. You know? He thinks he can just attack the goyim, you know, because that's what our job is. But it is also funny how now there was peace in Kenosha last night, huh? And all of a sudden, you know, everybody's out. Oh, we got to have law and order now because, you know, a couple of Jewish guys got killed. See, we can't have that in America. We can have store owners getting hit by bricks by blacks and other radical Jews and other radical communists and Satanists. Oh, who cares? Let it happen. Oh, but when two – I really want to look into these Jewish guys that got killed. I want to find out if they were working with the government in one way or another, or bar. Because you notice how after they got put down, that all of a sudden this oh, we got to have peace now. Oh, we can't have this anymore, can we? Not in America. So, you know, I think I'm going to write in Rittenhouse when I vote this year, because he's done more for law and order in this country than Donald Trump or Bill Barr. And Bill Barr really is a disgusting person. I agree with Paul on that comment. And I think that it's a big canard to talk about how this young kid crossed state lines. I mean, look, after the shooting, he tried to give himself up to the police. They didn't want anything to do with him. So what did he do? He went home. He lives 15 miles from there. I mean, yeah, I live in the country. I go into Kentucky. I go into North Carolina all the time. It's not like you're going crossing a border with a passport or anything. I mean, give me a break. I mean, the fact that he's from Illinois and he was in Wisconsin is something to make a federal case of, which is federal law. It's actually funny. But, I mean, come on. The other thing is, this kid is not going to be convicted. He's going to skate. Every one of his shootings was totally justified. He maintained what cool under fire. I mean, for that kid, he ought to be. They ought to put him in the military or make him a police officer. His ability to handle that situation, the way he handled that situation, and then just calmly walk down the street was just amazing. So I hope there is a trial. But boy, the media sure is quiet. You notice that? I mean, you notice the how quiet it is. When it first happened, you're like, oh, no, here we go, the Facebook post, you know, the Nazi uniforms. The kid's clean. And, you know, and I remember in, I think it was Greensboro, North Carolina, they had radical communist protests in the Ku Klux Klan, and there was a shootout, and the Klan killed like six of them. None of the Klan went to jail because that the communists showed up with guns and started shooting at them. And they just, like communists everywhere, they're really cowards and they don't know how to shoot and they're not that smart, you know? So they got, I think five of them got killed there. There's videos of it. You can watch it on YouTube. And nobody went to jail. And this case is a lot more justified than that. This kid's going to, you know, I'm surprised he's still in jail right now, to tell you the truth. And I really don't like the fact that they canceled his GoFundMe. I mean, any other leftist radical can get a GoFundMe anytime, you know, but you got a good kid like that who's not, you know, 17 years old. And, you know, it's just amazing, the double standard. But, you know, it's great. I'm just so proud of that kid. And I hope there's more of them. I think that's what the country needs. We need vigilantes in this country now, because we, especially a white nationalist, you know, because there's a double standard. I mean, you can see now that as these Antifa communists, Satanists, and Jews and blacks, as they run rampant through the streets, the only thing that causes the police to do anything is really to bring the police in to protect them. So when they start rioting, show up, because then all of a sudden maybe they'll put in, the government will actually get off its ass and do something, because otherwise they're going to let them run riot. It's only when your vigilantes show up that the government might be shamed into showing up. And Bill Barr should resign. These deaths are on his hands, but actually they're good deaths, and I applaud their deaths. And I would recommend people watch what that kid did, because that was some, he must play video games or something, and just you know, the way he handled that, it was just so well trained. I mean, just amazing. So once again, Sieg Kyle, my friend, and God bless you. I hope there's of you.
Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's pretty dark days when someone says, you know, a killing is great. What is this, like 3000 BC? Social media is diabolical. It's data collection.
Yes.
It's indoctrination. And it also allows people to make a whole whack of money, the ones that have always made it, and use it against the people. Is there anything else social media does?
No.
These first-person shooter games have been out for a long time, and I remember a long time ago, someone wrote an article that said that this is what's going to happen. It's the incremental normalization of things, right?
Yes.
So it's okay to pick up arms, start shooting people with bullets that kill.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's 2020 now. Why are there guns that shoot bullets and not just tranquilizers? Why are the police using bullets to shoot people with? Why can't they shoot them with
tranquilizers? Tranks? Take too long to have an effect.
Well, then the pharmaceutical companies have a lot to work at, don't they? I see a potential for a huge amount of money. Because which is cheaper in the long run? Tranking someone or shooting someone seven times, and then who's going to foot the bill for that, Mike? In the end, who's going to foot the bill for that whole fiasco? The taxpayer.
Yes.
In the end, that's who's going to pay. Someone that doesn't even believe what happened should have happened. I mean, there's something wrong with society when people actually think that it's okay to do these things. They're the same people that say that abortion is immoral, but yet going around shooting people isn't. It's great. In fact, we should have more of it. We should televise this, Mike, and charge people money to watch.
Yes.
Like, have we gone off the deep end here?
It seems like we are. It seems like we are. I mean, I'm looking at what's going on across the country and just wondering, you know, where did we lose our way?
Well, we know where. It happened over 100 years ago.
True.
And it had something to do with bankers. We know why this happened and how it happened. It's called greed. Lust, greed, and glory. You give someone enough cash, I suppose, and they'll actually believe that what they're doing is moral and somehow justifiable in the long run. I don't see it. Because I don't see how it's good ever to glorify murder on any level. We are talking monkeys, and we keep proving it over and over and over again. We are fresh out of the trees, people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep proving it, because you keep proving it. The seven deadly sins, Mike, therein lies the problem. Education is the only way that anything is ever going to get accomplished, because when you mix stupid, and when I say stupid, I mean people that are incapable of critically thinking, with when you mix stupid with a lack of education, bad things happen, and they happen lots.
Yeah.
And then you throw in some money in that, whoa, now you've got a perfect storm. None of this, what that is going on in the United States, is organic. It's bought and paid for. Like that woman, remember that journalist that was harassed a couple days ago by Black Lives Matter? Put up your hand, put up your hand. They were threatening that chick. You know what she actually
did?
Yes,
they were.
She says they were for them? Well, she says that. But in actual fact, she just blew the whistle on all those people. So this is what it's come to. Do as I say or else. You know what, Mike? I'd rather put a razor blade to my wrist than live under those kinds of circumstances. Because that's really, really sad. It's diabolical and sick, perverse, and twisted. Those filthy people need to find gainful employment.
Yes.
Gainful. They call it gainful for a reason. Not like a cesspool, some toilet you're going to flush your life down. I wish we had the answer for this, Mike. I mean, we do. It's education. But
yes.
Education has turned into indoctrination, and the person with the most cash wins. They get their way. It's sad. It's really sad.
Yep.
I appreciate your time, Mike.
All right. Well,
I was hoping that it wasn't going to be a rant.
I'm sorry?
I said I was hoping what I was saying wasn't going to be a rant.
Well, it was a little bit, but a good one. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over
Thanks,
to Andy
Mike.
In Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, it looks like we lost Andy. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Hello, John. Welcome
hey,
to the
I'm
show.
Here.
What's on your mind?
It's Andy.
It's Andy. Andy, you're there. Okay. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Okay. Hey, Mike. I really wanted to call in and talk to you about what's happening to our food supply right now. But really what I want to talk about is, give me the time, is I want to talk about this infighting that's going on with your show. I've been watching your show for over 8 years, and you've got some great callers. And the people who are infighting are great callers and stuff. But it's I mean, if this is the Jerry Springer radio show, this would be an awesome show. But I don't tune in for a Jerry Springer radio show. I tune in to hear Mike Rivero give us a bunch of good news. And then I tune in for the reaction to the audience when you open the phone to us. But to have somebody yesterday say, I'm calling in tomorrow, ticked off at this guy, and I'm going to say, use your platform, sir, as a way to invite. Maybe they should find a way to phone numbers and discuss this off air, because a lot of us are getting, I can't speak for a lot of us, I haven't talked to them. I'm getting ticked off. Maybe people share that feeling.
Okay.
I'm getting
your point is well taken. Your point is well taken.
Okay. So having said that, can I go into the food shortage?
Yes, please do.
Okay. So we just looked at a storm that hardly even made the news that wiped out 10 million acres of corn and other vegetables in the Mideast, and we've got fires burning up our orchards and stuff. Mind you, our governor in California, his orchards are protected very well because he has the power of being the governor. I mean, there's a whole bunch of food being lost here, and that storm that just came in Louisiana and between Texas, it's possibility that the thunderstorms and whatnot could wipe out a whole bunch of rice that we grow and all that other stuff in the Middle East. Not to mention a train derailment. I thought it was in Massachusetts. I could be wrong about that. But they actually lost a whole bunch of corn. And it's funny as heck because it seems to me the pictures I saw, the corn was all laying in between the track. And they referenced it as the yellow brick road. Of the Wizard of Oz. Now,
yes.
If a train derailed, how did all the corn land between the two rails? So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now. I think people really need to do some food storage right now. I mean, if Mike Rivero
yes.
on his website has a way to get some food, y'all should get it. People, and you know what? The UN said we're headed for the darkest winter ever. Check it out. Website. We're headed for the darkest winter ever. I don't know. That sounds to me like they're going to shut our power off. Does anybody get the sense that we might be on our way to being exterminated? So read Alex Huxley, read Crowley, read all these different books. Kissinger, they all speak about getting rid of us. We're not human, Henry Kissinger. We're not human. We're in a state of emergency, and people don't see it. They're all still wearing their masks and going along. It's so as if the government has no problem with taking care of us. This is what we have to do to be taken care of. And yet they're still doing all these things that we're not seeing. And it's amazing that we have time to invite on this radio show, this great platform that we have, and we can't talk about the real problems. And, you know, politics, to me right now, be irrelevant. If Donald Trump could fix this, well, he's been the president at the beginning of this year, and look where we're at. If he's the president of the most powerful country in the world, how come are we still in this hoax? He's got access to the same information we got, and he's not taking it. He's not doing anything about it. All he's doing is he's just progressing along. And at some point, he even wore a mask. And now he's saying wearing a mask is patriotic, but he still doesn't wear one in front of us. This is, I mean, people, infighting is just irrelevant. Politics is irrelevant. Survival is the most important thing here. And mm-hmm. survival is very important simply because they're making it as though as if you don't need to prep. Okay, they're telling you things are going to be fine. Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to fix this. He hasn't done nothing in the first 8 months of this year. But we're supposed to expect that after the election, he's going to fix this. He hasn't done anything yet, but we're supposed to fix this. And nobody really realizes this. On March 13th, Friday the 13th, and March 13th, he gave our, he declared a state of emergency.
Andy, yeah. I hate to cut you off. We got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones to John in Tennessee. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine, except for the thunderstorm overhead.
Yes, yeah. Well, this hurricane should hit Nashville about noon tomorrow. That's going to be real interesting. The east side of that storm, whatever hits us.
Yeah,
It's kind of cool to watch since I come down here because Hurricane Harvey hit, and I set up a camera and I just videotaped for time lapse for like 5 hours. Just watching the skies go straight north. That'll be interesting to see what that looks like tomorrow. It might go east before it hits you, but you're, like you said, you're getting pummeled right now, right?
Yeah, we are. It's some of the worst lightning and thunder since we moved here.
Okay. I wanted to say, it seems your show has changed a little bit since you moved to the States, but, I mean, you're doing the right thing. The callers are calling up. Some of them are venting, ranting. I wouldn't call it infighting. You're being a good referee. I know callers are calling out other callers. You're being a good referee. I'd allow that to continue. It's not really Jerry Springer level, but you know there's a lot of angst going on, and you're letting
yes.
people get all their ideas out, and it's a public service beyond
anything else. Because all of us, RBN guys, we did try to call into Hannity. We tried to call into Alex Jones. We've tried to call. You know what? Those guys aren't going to let us get a word out. They're just not. And the people that get sick of their shtick do end up coming over to alternative media. So keep it up. I don't mind, you know, Tom and Floyd, he does a 10-minute rant. Everybody's doing it. You just let me do a 10-minute rant the other day, you know. But it's a lot of good ideas, and everybody's hearing it. And you know what? The bottom line is we are the people with the solution. And we have difference of opinions and everything like that. But what I want to say is consistent with what I said 2 days ago. Pete Buttigieg was on Bret Baier last night. And yes. You know what? I mean, he stated the obvious. Under Trump, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get the riots. If we're all agreeing, regardless of party affiliation, that the political elite want us all dead, to die off, that we're useless eaters or whatever they're doing, the best way for them to do it is to have us all kill each other. So divide us, get us to fight. You know, we're not going to give up our guns. So, oh, fine, let them all shoot each other in the street, whatever it is. And, again, the economy's getting – I mean, come on. If you put your kid through college – I just spent 2 hours with a pharmacy student today, and she's very – she's suspicious of 9/11, and she's worried about her employment prospects. And then she told me that people her age don't have a work ethic. She was working at a Walgreens. No, she's an intern, so she's not getting paid. So she's got to do her time. So she's working at a Walgreens, and all the pharmacy techs see her there, like three of them, and all of a sudden they just start calling in sick to work, and she's there by herself. And she's like, what is it with these people? They just think they can take advantage of the situation because I'm a warm body there? And she's like, I just hate to think if I'll have a job in 10 years and they won't. So she's starting to see things, but again, her father, we talked about him, he's my age. You know, you can't tell your kid, well, just you got that college degree, go get a job. There's going to be no jobs. I mean, again, whatever they're doing, a global financial reset, using COVID as a cover just to do the finance, I mean, they're ramming this country into the ground. And like the guy just said, the thing in Iowa, I didn't know about what happened in Iowa until I was scrolling on TikTok and some girl made a little 2-minute video about it. She goes, do you even know that we just got devastated by, you know, such and such? You know, I didn't know about it. But, yeah, apparently it's going to directly affect the food supply.
Yeah.
So
it
going
is.
Back, yeah. Yeah. So going, and I thought when this COVID crap started, remember, didn't they say there was like a Tyson food plant? And COVID
yes.
swept through that. And then Smithfield Foods, which is Chinese-owned, for God's sakes. You know, I like NASCAR, but I love telling NASCAR dummies that Smithfield Food is a major sponsor of Tony Stewart, and it's a Chinese-owned company. So those patriotic NASCAR fans can shove that up their rear end. They don't even know. Sorry. But no, Smithfield Food, same thing. Why don't you just have COVID sweep through there? Now we got a pork crisis, you know. So these people have got us in a place where they can really just, I mean, put us all on edge, hate your neighbor, not really about black and white, but like I said, Buttigieg, he said it. This is happening under Trump. And you know what? Trump's going to get reelected and it's going to continue happening until we all just get sick of it and go, fine, give us the communism. I mean, by consent or conquest, right? Don't we all know those words? We will have
yes.
world government by consent or conquest. Well, again, they're going to get it by consent because they're going to make us all just break down, and then people are, I'm still sick of the killing. I have one more point, Mike, if I could hold on.
All right, John, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with John in Tennessee. And, John, you said you had one more point you wanted to make.
Yeah, I mean, I watch Fox News because not because I'm looking for solutions, but I'm looking for what's hidden in plain sight, because I do think they use the media outlet to announce what they're going to do to us. And Tucker Carlson the other night made a point, and he said what's out in the street is not a race war. It's an economic war. It's class warfare.
Yes.
I wouldn't have said it that way. I would say the people that are fighting in the streets, it's between the haves and the have-nots is what it is. You
yes.
take the McCloskeys, and then you take those white kids who are carrying the white burden, or carrying the black burden, as the other caller said, and they're just kids that just hate their white successful parents, which, again, is indoctrination, leftist indoctrination, and they're stupid. And that's really what it's turning down to, is that the haves and the have-nots are fighting. And the have-nots are the ones being enabled by the government, you know, again, to be totally amoral. And again, let me remind you, Kenosha is Paul Ryan's district. So the people
yes.
that are going to prosecute or whatever the hell it is, all these people are probably somehow connected to him. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's not forget that. Like, I mean, it's great that it stopped because somebody got killed and probably everybody second go, I'm not going out there tonight. I might get killed. You know, and that's a good thing. I'm not plotting the deaths. I mean, Kyle did defend himself, but know, if we're if the government wants it to get that bad, or they're going to let it get that bad, they're going to, you know what, again, I mean, we all think there could be operatives. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. I think it's the haves and the have-nots are going to keep fighting it out. It's going to continue as long as Trump stays in office. And then just one more thing. Tom in Florida tried to say he thought he knew my politics because I said I don't vote. Everybody should know that I ran for state representative during the Ron Paul era under the Constitution Party banner. They took me on as a candidate. So don't anybody think they know my politics. I'm done with the Republican-Democrat thing. So, again, it's not blacks and whites fighting in the street. It's not Biden supporters versus Trump supporters. No, it's the have-nots versus the haves. And what they've done in education for the last 50 years is they've gotten these kids to hate their successful parents, and these kids are spoiled and they don't want to work. So thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I didn't have a whole lot there at first, but now I have a lot.
Okay.
I won't be as winded as the rest of them, but your caller was just on there. I have to congratulate him for not making it to office, because I wouldn't want someone like that in office if you're willing to concede, not fight for your country. All right, I got that out of the way. Now let's get to this shooter here, this 17-year-old shooter that was so calm,
yes,
that I keep hearing about. I don't have internet right now where I live so far out at the moment, so I didn't get to see any videos and analyze it, but I know that you was in film at one time. Maybe you can check it out and see what's going on. Sounds to me like it could be, possibly, let's not forget that they pulled false flags on us before. Now, the reason I say this is everybody's talking about how calm this 17-year-old kid is. Well, why wouldn't you be calm if you knew you wasn't going to get shot? Secondly, this other guy supposedly, from what I'm hearing, it walked up to him with a pistol in his hand, and he wasn't worried about getting shot, and the guy with the pistol wasn't pulling it up and shooting at him as he was walking up there towards him. So none of this, so I'm starting to see little discrepancies here that kind of doesn't make sense here. And it could be that maybe Black Lives Matter is losing a little bit of momentum, and they thought, for some strange reason, the way the Democrats seem to pull things off, or the Communist Party, that maybe that would rival a lot more people and get this civil war or whatever
that
they're looking for.
That might have been the case if the two guys who got killed were black, but they were white.
But do we know they got killed? Supposedly, well, what I heard was one got shot in the head, but there was no exit wound.
Well, apparently,
the other one got shot in the arm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, there were three people who were shot, one in the head, one in the chest, and one in the arm. The guy who was shot in the arm is still alive, but he may lose the arm.
Correct. And he couldn't release the gun either, could he? Couldn't release the pistol. Right? The only time I ever seen anybody in combat that couldn't release something was when they was dead. Your body automatically it cringes up. Automatically. But hey, if this was Hollywood, right?
Yep.
And it could be that, and supposedly the other guy walked up calmly, with the one that had the rifle was shooting people, walked up calmly to the police. The police didn't draw down on him and shoot him because he was coming towards them with a weapon. And they walked up to the guy that was holding the pistol and took the pistol out of his arm. Now, what kind of an arm would you have that might not be able to lift it up and point and shoot? You see what I'm saying? There's something just don't smell right here. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that maybe we need to do a little bit more investigation to figure out what's going on, because we do know that things have been pulled on us before. And if
well,
it hasn't, and this
no
guy
question
done,
about that.
Done what he's, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, no question that we've been played with before. But again, if they were going to do a false flag, they would have had black people being shot, because that would have definitely ignited more of the riots.
Well, it could be. It could be, but there might be another derivative there that we don't know about. But anyhow, all I'm saying is that if this kid is that good, that calm. Now, I've been in these situations at 17 years old, and let me tell you something. Your adrenaline is running so fast and so hard that you're not going to be real calm at 17 years old unless you've been into this since you was 13 or 14 years old. And I can guarantee you
to other
people.
Yeah, again, this kid was a police officer wannabe. He was part of this little, I don't know if it was an explorer's unit or not, but he was definitely part of a unit that was sort of a youth auxiliary to the police. And he'd obviously been trained to use that firearm. and maybe he played a lot of computer games, a lot of these first-person shooter games, and that's why he didn't... that's why he seemed so calm at the time. Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go. We're running out of time, okay. And we got a lot of callers left to go here. So let's switch to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Good day to you. How you doing? Yeah, Michael, I just want to say, to your one caller, Andy, he's a pretty good caller. He makes some really good points, but he's also saying your show's like Jerry Springer or something. And, no, your show's too serious for that, Mike, because you got callers who are really trying to express what's really going on in this country. So you're not, your show, yeah, we might not have, we don't agree with a lot. A lot of us don't agree with each other. That's a given. But you know what? You're not a Jerry Springer show. You're a very serious show. And that's why you got people calling your show. We may not all agree, but at least we have a voice to talk. No, your show is not a comedy show. Your show is a very serious show for our country and our civilization, because thrive and survive. So getting that off my chest. And then you had the other caller said, I don't know his politics. You know what? I don't want to really know his politics. I know he was just talking about Tucker Carlson and Fox News and all that. And so be it. Fine for him. But, I'm not just to bash Trump every chance he gets. What's going on here with immigration. I none of your callers were talking about immigration. They're not talking about what's really happening when you got 8.5 million illegals in California and only 6 million registered Republican voters. So, Mike, now the last call you had was really excellent, really good call. And, Mike, I listened to a show earlier today, and the guy's name was Doug. I hope he calls your show because he's very right on, he's very on point. A lot of these Antifa guys are on drugs. They're taking Sorazine. Yes. A lot of these guys are probably taking who knows what they're taking? Fentanyl, who knows what these guys are on? But there are a lot of them, I guarantee, are drug addicts. Back in the 60s when the hippie movement was going on, Mike, the hippie movement, a lot of those were Israelis. You know that, right?
Yes.
A lot of them pumping up in the 60s when the hippie movement was all perpetrated mainly by Israelis. I don't know if people know that. I know a couple of schmucks that told me that. So I got that proven actually Zahn, and they told me that that's when it was
Hey, Tom? John,
yes.
All right, can
yes.
you put your mouth like closer to the microphone because, it sounds like you've got the phone underneath
your chin.
Can you
hear me now?
Much better.
Yeah, okay, Mike. So that's what I wanted to bring out. This guy, Doug, made a great call today, and he was pointing out a lot of things. And, a lot of these Antifa and BLM, they are on the lower ladder of financial success. So, they don't have nothing to lose. So, of course, they're going to start burning down and looting all that. Because they feel like they're owed something. Well, 99.9% of the callers that call your show, nobody gave them nothing. They had to work for it. We had to work for everything we got. Nobody gave me nothing. I'm sure most of your other callers, nobody gave them. They worked to get what they have in life. But nowadays,
yes.
It's like the kids don't want to write cursive. They don't even know how to. They don't even know their history, Mike. It's all everything's got to be given to them by the government. Give free, 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 free. Like I told you the other day, give me,
yes.
give me a free hammock. Give me a free tree to sleep under. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on here. But, Mike, the narrative is what I really want to talk to you about is I know you haven't had a chance, Bobby, to see Uncle Tom and, White Man's Burden.
I did watch part of it this morning. I did watch part of it this morning.
What, Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I really believe, Mike, I just talked to my friend's daughter, and she's going to the university here in Florida, and she said, since she's taking that DVD and passed it on to two other friends, they pass it on to friends, they're all going to switch parties, or they're not. They're going to all vote independent. They're going independent. I tell you, that's how powerful that kind of a documentary is. They're trying to shut Candace Owens up. They're trying to say she's on drugs, she's crazy, she's this and that. I mean, just think of the threats Candace Owens is under, Mike, and the threat and the filthy names they call this woman, who's just trying mm-hmm. to point out, wake up your brain. I mean, you've been stymied for, what, 90 years, 100 years with this nonsense of the Democratic Party? Mike, your great state of Indiana, they have a guy who great. I tell you, I think Pence made a great speech yesterday at Fort McHenry with the flag yes. there and the Star-Spangled Banner. I mean, come on, Francis Scott Key. What people, how can you compare these conventions, Mike? How can you compare that doom and gloom demon rat convention to a guy like Pence and the Republican Party is trying to uplift this country? And all this, we've been through wars, we've been through everything, and we still are, our flag is still there, Mike. Our flag is still there. And you got people want to hate this flag. And, you know, here again, what immigration, Mike, you know, me and you probably, we always feel the same on this. These sanctuary mayors, these sanctuary governors, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's the one reason I want to see Trump getting back in office. Because if he doesn't arrest these mayors and these governors, then you know what? He ain't doing his job as commander-in-chief of this country. He is not being the president of this country that he should be. I guess his hands are so tied right now because of this election that Trump is like he's hand-tied as far as doing anything. But I know, I have a feeling 6 months after the election, if Trump gets back in there, I guarantee you, you're going to see more wall getting built, and you're going to start seeing a lot of these mayors and these governors being arrested for, like you said, Mike, Title VIII. That's what this is all boiled yeah. down to. When you got 8 million illegals in a state, and you got more of them than you got the Republican registered voters, what is going on with the leadership? And not only, don't blame the Republicans, all your callers, it's the Democrats, too, because they're sponsoring all this. The Democrats. They're all behind it. It's a whole cabal. And they want cheap labor, whatever. But, you know, it's worse than that, Mike, because environmentally, what are all these millions of illegals doing for our country environmentally, Mike? What are they doing for our country?
Sewage, not much.
Water, electricity, forest fires. Then you got all these angel mothers and fathers. One thing I hope Trump does tonight, I want him to bring up a couple angel mothers and fathers to speak. That's what he needs to do. He's got to bring those angel mothers up there, at least one of them. I mean, Pence did a great job about that yesterday in his speech. But he's got to start talking more about these illegals. Because, Mike, right now we're looking at BLM and Antifa, but pretty soon we're going to be looking at one of these, you're going to be rioting with these illegal aliens. Remember, there's millions of these people here. Millions. And nobody's talking about it. And the people that are running their platform are just as bad as BLM in a lot of ways, Mike. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Yes, and here are some of your callers call in like, hey, look, you whatever politic you have, fine. But I know where I come from right now, and I'm praying that it stays that way. I know your state's probably a lot more red than not where I'm at, but you know what? To allow blue the art state to turn out like New York and New Jersey? No way, man. No way. Now with all these crazy, they want to put a state income tax here in Florida then, and all these people are fleeing their states, Mike. Get away from their state income tax and their crime rates, their horrible crime rates. And by the way, Mike, did you ever do the study on the raping of women of different ethnic groups getting raped?
Yeah, somebody sent me some of that information, and I was looking at it, and it's primarily white women who are being victimized.
That's right. That's right, just like in Europe. The same thing's going on in Europe, Sweden, and all that.
Did you hear that story I did earlier about the rape in the Bronx where the guy who raped this 20-year-old white woman said he did it because of slavery?
Yeah, I heard that. I was cringing, Mike. I was ready to jump out of my skin.
Yeah.
But did you hear about the white, beautiful white girl and her father? They got in a fender bender car accident. The young guy, the black guy walked up and shot them both dead?
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's in South Carolina. Where's the rioting for that, Mike? Why aren't 5,000 white people rioting for that? Or go to the South Carolina courthouse and demand that this guy be persecuted in the full extent of the law. It's unreal. A little white 5-year-old boy murdered in front of his two little sisters, Mike. That's like the most horrible crap I ever heard in my life.
Media won't focus on it. The media barely touched the 5-year-old boy. The corporate media is barely touching the story about this father and daughter getting killed. You have to go to the independent media to find that, and the independent media doesn't quite have the reach. Plus, you know, we're not in the business of starting riots over here.
Mike, do you know that girl? He shot her in the neck, Mike. She had a bullet wound in her neck. He shot her in her neck, Mike. Beautiful girl.
Okay, Tom.
Beautiful.
We got to let you go. We're down to the end of the show, and I got 3 more phone calls I'm going to try and get through in the last segment of our program. Thanks a lot, Tom. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Chance in West Virginia. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. Before I get to my point, I want to say, I don't know about anybody else, but let's get to the meat and taters here. My only responsibility or burden is to feed, clothe, shelter, and protect my family and loved ones at any cost. That's all I got to say. Now, the reason I called is about this Rittenhouse kid. It's very interesting. There was a book that was written by a man named Stan Rittenhouse in 1982. The title of the book is For Fear of the Jews. It's an anti-New World Order and anti-Zionist book. I was just wondering if this kid is related somehow. Maybe this would be his grandfather, I would presume. This Stan Rittenhouse, have you ever heard of this book, Mike?
No, I haven't, and I have no way of knowing if Kyle is related to Stan at all.
Well, it would be interesting to check out. I would presume it could be his grandfather or a relation. Now, this Stan Rittenhouse came from a long line of patriots in America since the 1600s. He was a stockbroker, and he was a first lieutenant in the Army. After he wrote this book, they burned his house down. So he made quite a few enemies. Like I said, I don't know if this book is still in print. It was printed in 1982. Like I said, it was Stan Rittenhouse, and the title is For Fear of the Jews. It might be interesting to check that out, Mike. Okay, thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Great call by Joe. Good call by Paul. Of course, Tom. You know, by conquest or by consent, that guy sounds to me like he already gave up, and I'm with Al. What the hell do we need him for? And by the way, Chance, that's your Constitution Party for you. They can't even get on the ballot in every state, but we're going to waste the vote any way we can. So anyway, all I got to say is right on, right, right house, or whatever the guy's name is. You know, right on, kid. You know, it's a good thing we got a couple kids, probably homeschool. And then, you know, we got this other guy here. Let's try a tranquilizer gun. I mean, are you serious? The police are getting attacked more than ever. You're going to, what are we, relocating a deer herd? Or what the hell's going on here? Wake up, man. You know, I mean, why don't we just get out a pocket watch on a long chain and hypnotize them and, you know, take them into custody? I mean, honestly, Mike, what's going on here? But, you know, my point I really wanted to make is, you know, we're seeing all these riots and all this stuff. Now, when any of these other groups, they're sued, their money, their assets are taken, and they got to pay for the police and pay for the property damage, I haven't seen it one time yet. Well, what's going on with that? What, you think that might be something beneficial? I mean, they got millions and millions of dollars from Walmart, Verizon, and Home Depot, Lowe's, which everybody should be boycotting. You know, why aren't we taking their money and rebuilding these cities with it?
All right, well, Miles, this is the end of the show. You can hear the music, and we're going to have to let you go. And my apologies to those callers waiting on hold that couldn't get on the air today. Please try and call back tomorrow, which will be Friday, and we'll have lady Claire with us in hour number two. Steve Elkins is taking over the Intel report, so stay tuned for him. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We need all the help that we can get from you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.